Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about what the real estate trends are telling us.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the trends nationally for buyers and sellers in the residential marketplace. What's going on out there? It's always eye-opening for me. I think I understand the market, but there's things I'm missing. Probably one of those notable facts was that 18% of the market was veterans. I didn't realize in residential real estate there was that much of an influence in home ownership. Those are the buyers.
Well, there is an opportunity for a veteran to use a Veterans Administration loan, a VA loan, if you've served a certain amount of time on active duty. If you are a veteran, make sure that you check with the VA. Find out if you are pre-approved technically for a loan that is technically a no-money-down loan.
And Mark Brockett of Willamette Valley Bank Home Loan Division, he is an expert on the VA financing as well. So give him a call and pick his brain on what it would take to qualify. Or if you have your eligibility certificate, see that you don't have a down payment required, but you may have some closing costs. You want to understand the expanse of that.
Certainly, I could negotiate a transaction where I could push the closing cost to the seller, couldn't I?
In most markets, the seller's just going to want to make sure they get the proceeds out of the sale. The appraisal is going to have to hit that sales price if you raise it to accommodate those. So it's possible, yes.
So restated, if you have a will, there may easily be a way if you're a veteran. Make sure that you check on that.
And it's worth fighting for right now. No pun intended as the veterans. They've done their share of that already.
That's right.
But what I'm saying is if you have that access and that ability to grab onto the real estate market, get out of paying someone else's mortgage as a tenant and go into the ownership that has the security of taking the appreciation and the advantages of the market. Let's see if you can't do it. Now's a great time.
Well, 1/3 of the buyers are first-time buyers, and the sellers, the median was 54 years of age. That's an interesting dichotomy. People are buying with the anticipation that they're going to live there a long time. Not this 5 to 7 years and I'm out of here routine. It's a longer commitment, at least mentally, at the onset.
I call it the happily ever after house. If you're buying at 54 and you're saying, I'm going to live here forever, that's the time where you're landing and you're looking for the house that's just the right size and accessibility for the future needs.
Well, that's an interesting process. And anticipating the future does require some thinking. I really suggest that you sit down, plan out your future. If you have any issues, call Marcia.
Give me a call. I'll take issues. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.